Not even him we're talking about here. We're talking about the father of fathers, who is also the father to the fatherless, the husband to the widow, the God of all creation. So Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14. Having said that, let's look at this, because this is a family meeting. And we want to share testimonies tonight. We want to ask questions. We want to encourage one another. Paul, praying for the church at Ephesus, says, "For this cause, or for this reason, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family, or every family in heaven and in earth, is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." Our Father, that's what Jesus said we should say. And when you look at the Lord's Prayer, can we all declare the Lord's Prayer? Because that's where we're coming from the 7 days of asking. Building on that Lord's Prayer and getting a clear understanding. Can we all want to go? And all the children involved want to go? "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." He says, "Our Father, give us, lead us." When you look at it, is to let us know that even though we have a personal relationship with him, but we have family, we are not alone. Ephesians chapter 3 helps us to see who is in this family. It's a family made up of heaven and earth. So when you look at it from that point of view, everything is not just about this earth. We have a Father in heaven. The Bible tells us he still rules in the affairs of men. He's our heavenly Father, but we're asking him, what is the next line when he says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name"? What's the next thing we should ask for? "Let your kingdom come," your rulership, your power. The kingdom, is the domain where the king reigns and rules. So let your rulership, let your power, let it come. Where? Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And then what? "Give us this day our daily bread." So when what we're simply doing when we're having that conversation and praying is that we are tapping into the resources of heaven to help us here on earth. So it is a relationship, it's a family thing, which means that when you are praying also, it is not a selfish, self-centered, one-way, me-only prayer. It's about us. So when you're praying, learn to pray for other people too. Pray for people in the family. Pray for people that are in the family and maybe you're having issues with. They've annoyed you. Maybe you last spoke to them a long while ago. Pray for them. Because it talks about forgiveness also. So when you are praying, when we're having the conversation with our Heavenly Father, it's not just about us. It involves other people. There's so much joy when you know that you are not alone. I'm telling you. I mean, when you know you are not alone, that genuinely you have people, you have family who are standing with and by you. It's so encouraging when, you know, these realities really grab us and touch us. So we have come from a time where we spent 1 hour a day for 7 days asking God, because I was thinking we were going to go straight into the Bible study, but I perceive that we should go into a time of testimony and also a time of asking if anyone still has any question, you know, as a result of the prayer season we had. Please, we have microphones scattered all over, so that if anyone has a testimony, we can start with testimonies or we can intersperse with questions. Maybe you still have some questions, you know, that arose from this season of prayer we just had. Or maybe you still feel like you're not there. You know, God has not answered the questions and things you're asking for. You still have that feeling. You are meant to have that feeling. Let me just tell you the truth. Because it doesn't end with the 7 days. The 7 days was just meant to be a catalyst to wake you up so that you know you have a daddy you can always talk to every day, every time, anywhere, everywhere, in any place. So it's a catalyst. So if you have that hunger, if you have that emptiness, that no, it's still not there. I'm not there yet. That's exactly the feeling that you should have. So that day by day you long to go into his presence and ask him questions. So testimony, and now let me tell us and explain to us what testimony also is. Because some of us might think that testimony is you ask for a shoe and you got a shoe. You ask for, you know, a 3-bedroom house and you got a 2.5 bed and you're still trusting God for the other half. No. A testimony can also and always is actually what experience you're having with your daddy. Your experience with God, you prayed, something happened. You talk to your daddy about it. You had peace. It's just simply a personal witness to whatever encounter you're having daily. Experience you're having of what God is doing in your life. So please, let's not just kind of label testimonies when I ask for this, a shoe, and then 3 shoes come. What happened to you over those 7 days? How do you feel after the 7 days? Your testimony could also even be, you know, I still feel there's still more. That's a testimony. So let me just say that. I'm not relegating that, yeah, you prayed for something and it happened. You asked for something material, physical, and it came, or you were healed physically or whatever. Everything is what we want to talk about as a testimony. So if anyone has a testimony, and please, I did explain to us over the course of the 7 days that if you ask, you must know how to receive and make sure nothing is hindering you from receiving. And when you receive, you must give. For you to keep the flow, you ask, you receive, you give. You ask, you receive, you give. You ask, you receive, you give. Whatever you ask from God or ask God for or ask God about, you must be ready to share it. God did something in your life. You had a question and the answer came. Share it. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that there are two ways we overcome the devil. The blood of the Lamb has been shed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. When you keep sharing what God is doing in your life, number one, it refreshes you. Number two, it strengthens you. for any other challenge you will face in life. That's what happened to David. The bear came, I killed the bear. The lion came, I killed the lion. Now this present Goliath, the same God who delivered me from the bear and the lion, he was sharing his testimony. He defeated Goliath even before he threw the first stone by the word of his testimony. So don't ever stop asking, receiving, giving. Asking, receiving, giving. Part of what we give is testimony. Please, don't say you are shy. God has not given anybody that spirit of shyness. Believe me. You didn't get it from God. Maybe you got it from your family. But not from God. You know, I come from a shy family. We don't talk. Okay, that's your biological family. We're talking of the heavenly family. Amen. All right, let's go. Mike, you have a testimony? Please raise up your hand. We'll get to you. You have a question. Whichever way, we flow tonight. Yeah, okay. Testimony or question. All right. So please, because of time, just go straight to the point. Keep it brief. You know, not too much story. Just tell us what Daddy did for you.
Okay, praise God.
Especially the 7 days.
Yes.
And after.
Praise God. This happened last Thursday. And to be honest, if I would have my way, I would have loved to wait till maybe next year to share this testimony. But I've really been thinking about it since it happened anyway. And Pastor has encouraged us to share, and I thank God I'm going to share anyway. Okay, so on Thursday, before we came for Bible study.
Last Thursday. Last Thursday.
So that was day five. Day five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd been praying to God. I'd been believing God for a particular thing in our first daughter's life. And, Okay, there's a particular school that she loves and wants to attend.
Good.
When she gets to high school.
Yeah.
And it's a school that we love to and who would love her to attend. So you understand why I said I wanted to wait till next year. So anyway, went for the open day of that school on Thursday. I went with her and a friend of mine. Because the plan was wanted to get there early so that we could come to church in time.
Okay.
On getting there, we got there early, but the queue we saw was really, it was just discouraging. So it contradicted what I'd been praying to God about anyway. She's in year four, but we just went for the open evening.
Yeah.
So as we got there, I was just praying and I decided to just declare, you know, a few things as we stepped into the building. And then myself and my friend also told her to pray, and then my friend's son too. We wanted to go for the presentation, but as the Lord would have it, we couldn't make the presentation, so we went for the tour first. So I was even saying to myself that I'm not after the tour. I really just want to listen to, you know, the head teacher and just get out of this place.
Right.
But we went for the presentation. So in one of the classes, I think we went to maybe two or three classes, I can't remember, but there was a particular classroom we went to. And I was like, what am I doing here? And I just felt led because there were some books, some students' books on the tables. So I just felt led to just, you know, go to a particular table. And when I got to the table, I was shocked because, okay, in my daughter's school, when she writes in her book, anytime we go for the open day, she writes and she puts her initials, S-A, and she circles it. There's a particular way she writes it, and there's a particular way she circles it. So I was shocked because going to that table, I saw two notebooks and they had our initials and it was the exact way she normally circles it.
Okay.
So I looked at the, you know, handwriting of, you know, what was there. The handwriting was just not it at all, but was just the initials, the two of them. And I just said to myself that, is this a coincidence? I just remembered what Pastor said. I think it was on Sunday when we were preaching. And we were like, God, we should pray to God to speak to us in the language you understand.
Yep.
That he could be speaking to us, you know, in Greek. And if we don't understand, we're not communicating.
That's right.
So I now said, oh, God, is this a coincidence or what? So I called her because she was just all right. I called her. I said, come, did you see this? She was like, wow, my initials. I said, what else? She said, yeah, you know, it's just the exact way she writes it. And I'd been struggling. I was like, is this Could this be a coincidence? Because I went for another open day, like the week before. I didn't see anything like that. But immediately I was like, no, you're praying to God. This is like a clarification or something, you know. And I went on getting there with the queue. I was like, this is just something that would probably never happen. So it was as if I believed that, oh, so God, you truly hear me. Even everything I mutter, everything I say. So it was like a confirmation that God came down in a language I really understood. And even she understood. She was like, oh, maybe mommy, maybe God is trying to say that when I go, maybe God is trying to say that I will get to this school. I was like, well, you still need to, you know, play your own part. Maybe.
Unto you.
Yeah. And then it didn't stop there. Because the next day, I was just telling, I spoke to Pastor Mrs. I didn't even tell her about the testimony. I just said, oh, I went to this open evening. And yeah, I was just telling her, I mentioned something. I said, she's very good in math, but there's a particular aspect of English she really struggles with. And what actually shocked me again, you know, the next I spoke to her, she just said, oh, that, you know what? All she needs to do is this. She just gave me, as in, what the ints like this. And I just never thought of it that way. And, you know, like you said, even if it's just a solution, I just didn't think of it. So God, I was like, God, so you didn't even stop at, you know, showing me things. You even went further to even put this in, because she could have kept quiet. I was just telling her that we went for open day. She could have kept quiet. But she just said, and what she said, I was like, who? And when I go home, I shared with my daughter too. And I just give God the glory. Like I said, I would have loved to share it next year, but by God's grace,
I
will come again next year too.
No, you will share it next
year.
The parts too, you believe you have received, and be it unto you according to your faith. Different ways God speaks to us, but primarily must speak to us at our level, in the way which we will understand. So we receive that school for her, and as you have said it, be it unto you. It's as simple as that, declared. There was no light when God said, let there be light. There was no land when God said, let dry land appear. It was after God said it, it happened. So you've gone to the school, you've walked the school, you've seen her initials, so walk her to the school. So do your English, Shindy girl. Enjoy your English now. You know what to do. Have you started practicing what was told? What you were told to practice with the English? No. I'm talking to your mommy now. You told her what to do, and she started doing it. You think so? Okay, you've got to enforce and ensure that she's doing it. You know, the last, the emphasis on the last day of the seventh day is that, look, we have received instructions now. It's time to start taking action. Please don't go to God in prayer, receive, and do nothing. And usually we must act within 24 hours or 48 hours, or otherwise we might lose the instruction. Amen. If I ask us now, how many of us, after the 7 days, you've kept growing your asking list? Can I see our hands up? You have something you're asking God for every day. You know, can I see your hands up? Hands up, everybody. The rest of us, daily, what did Jesus say? Give us this day. That's how you have a fresh testimony. You know, something funny happened. I shared it with my wife, and I was just laughing, and I was just thanking God. Because there are battles. You don't know God is fighting for you. I got into the college, and then I got told that somebody had lied against me. Lied, and, you know, they were even almost going to constitute some panel. But right there and then, the lie and the liar, they collided. And I got someone to be defending me that I knew nothing about. I was saying, God, you see? That's why I said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Pray every day. You don't know the battles. You don't know the attacks. Lord, I pray divine protection over me today as I go out, as I come back. Lord, bless my going, bless my coming. You know, that's one line. If you ask Joshua to pray, we always pray something along that line, that God should, you know, as we go out today, God should just go with us. The days I'm not going out, you say, as daddy stays at home, Lord, protect him. Daily. Amen. Yes, question, testimony. You have a question arising from maybe your list. You are still expecting something. It's not clear to you. You receive something. Yes, the hand is up here. Please You must give your testimony. Give. What was your experience over the 7 days? What's your experience now? What's been happening? Please don't hold your peace. Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Honestly, I wanted to keep it to myself.
Don't keep it to yourself. Say it.
I want to share it in obedience. That was the communion service that we picked scriptures, written scriptures.
That's right.
I picked one. Before then, there was something that God told me. I was listening to a message and I had an impression in my heart. I was like, is it my thought or was it God speaking to me? So that day that we came and we picked those scriptures, I actually picked that same thing that I heard. And after reading it, I was like, okay. And I didn't see it as something that was very, very, something that could make God not to talk to me again or something. I didn't see it that way.
Sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. You picked a scripture.
I picked a scripture that I read.
And when you read the scripture, what happened?
When I read it,
did it make sense to you?
It made sense to me. It corresponded with what God had told me
before
that day.
Okay.
So when we started the prayers,
yeah,
and when we started, I wasn't hearing anything. When you now started saying that there's somebody that God is saying you should obey the last
instruction
he said before he tell you something
the
else.
Next thing.
So before you said that, I was hearing it inside me, but I didn't really take it seriously until you said it. I was like, maybe someone else, or maybe it's me, or maybe it's me. Then I started like telling God that this is what should make him not to tell me something else. Let him tell me something else, that I want to still hear something else. But it still kept ringing a bell in my spirit. Then towards the last day of the prayers, God gave me some scriptures while we were praying that I read, and he was talking about obedience. So, and before the last day, after I finished, I was like, God is telling me something about obedience. Let me share it with Pastor. I said, no, let me just leave it. Let me just wait till I confirm. Then on the last day, when you were now reading Deuteronomy 28, about hearkening to the voice of the Lord, obedience and all that, that was when I really, really knew that God was speaking to me about obedience. And I'm grateful to God that he could speak to me about that. And part of what he told me is like allowing him to build me, you know. So I was grateful to God that he could speak to me.
Amen.
I actually heard.
You heard God speak to you. That is very key. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If daily you need food, then daily you need to hear God. You need the word of God daily, every day. So if after the 7 days, God has not spoken to you, or God has stopped speaking to you, or you stopped hearing God, the instruction, the word of the Lord to you tonight might be that you have not obeyed the last word he gave you. You've not obeyed the last instruction. So God has gone quiet until you obey the last instruction. You may not hear God's voice for the next thing to do. You know, that's a very practical, real experience she shared there. Because some of us might actually identify with that. Yes, give your testimony or ask a question. Please ask. Ask that your joy may be full. Whatever topic it is, doesn't have to be anything, but it's part of the questions that's been coming to you or came during the 7 days or came after the 7 days. Please ask. Ask and ask and ask. Or share your testimony. Yes, who's next? Yes. Testimony or question? Testimony. Okay. Let's keep it brief. How many minutes do we have left? I don't know why time just flies. Praise yeah, go God. On. Yeah.
To be honest with you, the timing of the prayers wasn't very convenient for me. Because
lovely. This is the kind of testimony I like to hear. Real testimony. Please go on.
9 to 10 is a struggle for me.
Why is it a struggle for you?
I don't usually get home till around that time.
Okay, so you're still out.
I'm still out. By the time I try to settle into the home before I sleep, so I think if you remember, okay, one of the times I was talking was much later, or first thing in the morning.
Okay.
So I remember getting the text, and my first initial reaction was, how is this going to work? Mm. I don't know. So the first on the Sunday, was it Sunday? No, we started on the Monday.
We started on Monday night.
Monday was a bit tricky because I was on the road. But somehow, as I was going home, I managed to dial in, and I kind of was listening as I was driving and I was praying. And I thought, Lord.
So I hope you are not using your handset.
No, on the Bluetooth in the car. So I was just listening in and praying as I went along. And I had to make a conscious effort that, do you know what? I just felt in my spirit to just try. And for me, since last year, I kind of wake up about 5, have my quiet time since we started, you know.
Yeah. Since so, that
so even
time.
if I mean, at times it feels annoying because when I'm tired and I go to bed like 1 o'clock, I wake up at 5.
Because you formed a habit
so
of praying.
I decided, and I'm trying to study for my exam, so usually by 6 or 6:30, I'm out of the house so that I can be in the office and do a bit of reading before I start for the day. But I decided what I was going to do was I was going to wake up at 4:30 instead of 5 and do my quiet time, pray, and then go to work. So I was doing that, which it wasn't funny because I was just physically and mentally tired. But I thank God because every time, you know, there was something you said that when we finished praying, we should talk to God and just listen as well about receiving.
That's right.
And I start asking, and you know, after praying, at times because I'm such a rush to get on, at times I don't listen. So this time around, I think one of the things was I had to, on purpose, just quieting myself.
Thank you for
and
that.
And just listen.
Yeah.
You know, and I started writing because years and years ago, I used to write a lot. You know, like as God is speaking to me, I'll be writing. And then that sort of went out of the way.
Why did it go out of the way?
Just busyness of life.
That's right, because you stopped listening.
And God is gracious. I mean, he still speaks
to
me, but it's just I wasn't recording it.
Yep.
So I think one thing that came really clearly over time, and God just kept repeating, I was like, God, why are you repeating this thing? And it was, peace, be still. My peace I give to you.
Somebody's smiling. Like, somebody's smiling. I can see somebody's smiling.
I was like, God.
Because that's the same thing God told them.
Peace, peace. Why are you telling me? Every day I listen, peace. Everything I was recording was related to peace. Little did I know God was preparing me because I had a list. And I mean, I've got so many, but I'm just going to focus on this one
that
came out from this 7 days of prayer. Little did I know God was preparing me for something because there was somebody in particular that was close to me, a family member that was praying for them and their own family. And little did I know that God was preparing me because in a sense, I was praying for them and praying to God for certain things about them and my relationship with them. And later on that week, something happened that I think if God had not prepared me, it would have flawed me because it was contrary to what I was praying for that happened, you know. And my heart just sank when I heard the news, you know. But I thank God because I was able to hold on to his word, you know. That word helped me. It's still what I'm trusting him for because it's helped me to focus on what he has said,
amen,
not on my own reactions. And I just want to thank God for
that.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Because it's been one thing after the other that seems contrary to what I'm trusting God for and trusting God that will happen. It's just like almost opposite is happening. But in the midst of it, I'm having peace.
Because
so God
spoke to you. The word of God is the anchor to our soul. No matter what's happening physically around us, we have a word of God that keeps us still. Thank you for that testimony. Somebody has heard, somebody's hearing something too as you were sharing that testimony. Please, yeah, questions? Nobody has asked a question. Question?
Praise God.
Question? Praise yeah.
I was in the hospital, and when my sister came to see me, she told me about the prayers that was going on in church, and she gave me the number to join in. I remember the first day I joined in, I started praying, but then, you know, I was in the hospital, so I got knocked out. So, like, I slept with the prayers.
Still ringing into your ears.
In my ears.
You were in the hospital, and you rang to join the prayer line.
Yeah, I was in the hospital. So, when I woke up that night, I was just thinking about, because I've forgotten I can't remember who exactly was talking, but it was about, you know, asking God. And I know that there's one thing in my life that I've always been praying about. In fact, like, anytime they say, you know, what is one thing you want God to do for you, I always, you know,
so
my health,
it's
always that one thing, my health and all. And then I got tired. You know, whenever I'm sick, people just say, you know, hold on to God, keep proclaiming, I've done all of that. Is it healing scriptures that everything, I've done all of that for years and years, and it just seemed like nothing was happening. And like everybody, I'm just hearing testimonies all around me, and I'm still here. And honestly, ending of last year and beginning of this year, I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to let it be. Like, if God wants to do it, fine. If it doesn't, I stopped praying about my health. Like, I just let it be. Because it was becoming frustrating and quite annoying, especially when, like, I fall sick and everybody's just saying, oh, you know, hold on to God. I'm like, it's easy for you to say because you are not constantly in the hospital. I'm doing my master's. I missed a lot of school. I would go to the hospital. I would miss school. I'll come back. The stress of catching up with schoolwork would send me back again. So the circle was just going round and round and becoming so frustrating. So I just stopped praying about it. I didn't want to hear anything about it.
That's right.
But then this prayer, like the second day I joined, the third day, it has encouraged me to start praying about my health again. And I just started praying about my health
again. God
I want
for
to
that.
Thank God for
Keep
that.
Keep asking. Keep asking. Don't stop asking. And God will speak, clarify, tell you even more things about your health. And, you know, I think while meditating today, I heard God say to tell somebody that the solution to your health might be what you are eating. Now watch the things. Maybe you need to change what you are eating. Or watch what you are eating. You know, it took me a while to understand some things about food too. It was in the place of prayer that God spoke, especially when some of the times we had that very long fast. God just told me, stop eating this particular food. And that was it. You know what the food is called? Maybe you like it. I don't know. It's called Eba. I notice every time I eat it, I'm always having problem. So I will be praying for the heartburn or whatever to go. Why? The other food to eat. Many delicacies that won't give me heartburn. So what's my problem? So I stopped eating it. It's rich tea. I used to harass Gifts and his company to give me before. I discovered, I just went to visit. Where's Grandma? Grandma Adekombi. That's Grandma Adekombi. She wouldn't know. God spoke through her to me. She didn't know. We just went to visit her. I think she wasn't feeling fine. We didn't see her. So we went to see her in church. It was one December. My wife remember. We were just talking. Then she was just talking about wheat and this thing is in rich tea and all that. And I found that every time I eat rich tea, I'm bloated. And that was it. I stopped eating rich tea. That was it. And then one day God spoke to me again through Debbie. Where's Debbie? Where's Debbie? She's behind the camera. That's, you know, oatmeal. That's different from wheat, isn't it? So I changed from digestive biscuit to oatmeal biscuit. And I ate, and I found I was putting on weight. So God spoke again. I don't eat it anymore. Now I eat cracker biscuits. God is good. You need to hear God. I'm telling you, it sounds comical. Every tiny little detail of our lives, God wants to speak to us if we ask. God, what are you saying about this? I've prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed over this matter. It's not changing. Okay, God, are you trying to tell me something? Have you tried to ask that way? What are you telling me to do? No. I must bind every demon that is in Eba. Bind, cast it out. You can't be disturbing my life. I will cast you out and eat. You will cast it out and cast it in. Please, this life, we only have one. I've made up my mind. I will leave this one and enjoy it. How many more years do I have left? Don't worry, you are still young. I'm not deceiving myself. I don't deceive myself anymore. You see how old you are? Multiply it by two. You can still leave it. Me, I can't leave multiply by two again. If God wants to give me, I'll say, God, I don't think I want. No, that's the truth. It's better to go where the streets are gold and there are no tears, nobody to pastor, nobody to call me at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Are you getting me? I'm just enjoying streets of gold, leaves of the trees, healing for the nation. I'm just basking and just worshiping with those. If I would join those, I will apply to join those four creatures. All they do night and day. That's all I'm doing for eternity. Glory be to God. I have no problem again. Come on. Yes. Question. Oh, yeah. Hands up. When the time is up, that's when hands go up. Okay. It's all right. Yeah. Ladies first. Question. Testimony. Okay. Thank God for testimonies. You must have a testimony every day. Please wake up. God is building a spiritual house. Get spiritual. Get serious with your life. Get serious with your life. We've entered that season now. That's our focus as a church. We're not here for ceremony anymore. Word, prayer, discipleship. Yes, sir.
Something happened yesterday
evening.
It was something I would have neglected in the time past. I just thought maybe it might help someone. So I'm meant to be to go out very soon on for work. And normally it's a little bit of stress with because of the passport of the country that I come from.
Yeah.
So God I was
that,
meant to be...
God bless that passport. That passport is not an accident.
Yeah.
So it's not.
I was meant to be
some out. Of us are ashamed of the passport. Our original passport. Please don't be ashamed. There's a purpose why God gave you that passport. And those of us who have the privilege to have additional passports, there's a purpose for it. Where's Uncle Tola? I told him. I'm not sure if I should say this on camera. I told him, excuse me, I am a full-blooded Nigerian. I don't want to be British. Because God made me a Nigerian. And I teach my children, they are not British. They are Nigerians. And they should be proud of who they are. Thank God for British citizenship. But excuse me, it's not an accident that God made you to be from the country where you were born. Yes. Go on. Yes, talk about that passport. We don't know the passport. Whatever passport it is.
Just a very quick one.
Yes.
And it's quite stressful if I'm going out.
Exactly. Because with that passport.
Yeah. Because you have to pack all your tools. You have to do all of that before you go. So I've been on it for like 2 months trying to get all my stuff set. Then I think during the week, 2 days ago, I just sent my passport out. Normally I should get like a 1 month.
Yeah, that passport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was meant to be out for longer than that. So it just came back and they said, oh, for that particular country.
Because of that passport.
Yeah, you can only get I think it was about 14 days maximum.
Okay.
I know.
14 days maximum.
And
you wanted how many days?
21.
You wanted 21
days at the minimum. Yeah.
And God reduced it to 14.
14.
Okay. So 7 days of prayer, add it to the 14, it's 21. So 21.
Yesterday when I was just leaving work, I just said, okay, let me just cancel my flight, cancel the whole hotel.
Okay.
I sent a mail to my team, like, I'm not coming.
I'm not
like,
coming again. Did you tell them why?
Of course they know. So I just put it there that I just forwarded the mail from the agent to them that it's the usual and all. So I just said I would just cancel things. And as I was about to cancel, something came to mind and it was like, but you have control over. I sent a message to my wife. I said, you know what? Like, it's just rubbish. All these Far East countries, like, they are racist. I'm not going. And she was like, you know that the doors of nations are open unto us. And I was like, okay, really, we've just actually prayed.
Yep.
So I just said, okay, let me not cancel my itinerary. And I'll just wait till tomorrow morning and I'll cancel it tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And it was quite simple because what God was saying is that it's very simple what I was asking for. It wasn't anything too much. But back in the days, I would just give up. I would just tell everybody that, in short, you know what, I'm not even going. And I would just cancel everything. But God is saying that even in the places where things are very tight, because I sent a mail out and I just got a mail back from another set of agents in the country. And they said, no, that's okay. We know you normally get 14 days. But what's going to happen is when you come in, we extend it. And all. So I was like, okay. Even though in my mind, by this morning, I was like, I'm not even going. I've packed my stuff again. And I was already enjoying myself. But it just, Holy Spirit just reminded me about some things. That there are some things I've given up on.
Yeah.
Just because they said, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's, you need to go revisit some of those things. And you need to query it. You need to question it.
That's right.
Because a lot of times we just get no for an answer. And we just take no for an answer.
Yeah.
And spiritually, we've agreed to that no. We don't question it. And we've got a Father in heaven who owns all the land.
That's
and
right.
All the nations. The keys to everywhere we want to go to. And the Holy Spirit was just ministering to me that, you know, you gave up completely. You wanted to just cancel everything without even trying at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I needed to share this, but for me, it's like maybe in the areas where I've probably given up.
Yeah.
The things I've said, oh, you know what? I'm not just going to do it. Because I was meant to be, during this same year, I was meant to be out for like a long period of time. And I checked the country. I just said, No. That country is a very difficult one.
They won't let you go.
I won't even be able to go. And God just said, you know, you were the one that decided that you were not going. That it wasn't me that shut the door, that it was you. And it's just for anybody that probably has been shutting doors on themselves, probably saying things and closing the doors on themselves already, that maybe this might probably help.
And then let me bring a balance. Thank God for that testimony. You see, even if no is the answer, you can still ask God to explain why it is no. And in the midst of the explanation of the no, you will have a better understanding why it is no. So that you stop also disturbing yourself about doors that God shuts and doors that God opens. Right? As you are talking, yeah. What if God does not want you to go there for 21 days? And he knows that it's that 14 days that you will be safe. Are you getting me? We've got desires of our hearts, quite all right. Very true. That's why the first statement of the things we should ask God for in the Lord's Prayer pattern is, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So in the midst of us asking, this is what I want, God. Like Jesus prayed at the Garden of Gethsemane, that powerful message you prayed, you shared with us on communion service. Nevertheless, look, this is my will. Jesus told the Father, I don't want to, left to me, I don't want to take this cup. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. God's will, if this is the only thing somebody will hear tonight, trust that God's will is the best. It is the best. Believe me, I don't fret anymore when I remind myself that, wait a minute, why am I worried over this? What's God saying? That should be what should be my main focus. Okay, what am I worried over? God spoke to me this morning and was just telling me some things about the church. And it came in form of a question about fruitfulness, because I've been meditating. Fruitfulness. And God asked me a question. From John chapter 15, he says that any branch in me that is not bearing fruit, he will take away, he will cut away. And every branch in me that is bearing fruit, what will he do? He's going to prune. What's the reason? What's the purpose? He said, so that it will bear much fruit. So he asked me a question. That what does he cut away? What exactly does he cut away? And I got the answer. The branches that are not bearing fruit. So why am I disturbing myself when the non-fruit bearing branch is cut away? Why am I worried? God is after fruitfulness. And that's his own way of ensuring that we bear fruit. So he's cutting it away and I'm fretting. Why? God, I'm sad. No. He's for my bear. He's for our bearing fruit's sake. So don't fret. When God is cutting, taking some things away from your life, taking people away from your life, and when God is also pruning your own life too, it's painful, but at the end, it's for fruit bearing. Because that's what God is interested in. It says, by this, says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. Amen. I saw another hand. Let's quickly take that. Oh, we've overshot our time. Please. Can we take this last one? Nobody's talking. Okay. You can stay behind if you want afterwards. Yes, sir. Is it a question or a testimony? Nobody asked a question tonight. Okay, let me put it this way. If you have any question, please write it down on a piece of paper and pass it to me. If you have any question, write it down on a piece of paper and pass it to me. So if the ushers can help us give, take pieces of paper. And then I want to quickly chip this in. What I asked Ezekiel to remind me of. It's, okay, no, ask your question. I'll say it after. Is it a question or?
Yes, it's a testimony.
A testimony?
Yeah, so just before the prayer started, when I came back, I was I went away, and when I was back, I was a bit exhausted, empty, but more than that, I was a bit fearful. I just became a bit fearful, and that reminded me of a situation I had that had to do with mental health some years back, which had to do with panic and anxiety, and there was no real solution to it when I went to the NHS. So it was still God that helped me out of it. So I just came back, and all of a sudden, I was in that state of, you know, a panic. And I said, "What was the cause of this?" I was just, you know, discussing with my wife that I need a bit of help. That I feel a bit empty and a bit fearful, and I want, like, I need people around me. I want to pray. You know, so I was calling for prayers and just really longing for that, you know, cover around me. And all of a sudden, you know, we came to church and it was announced that we're going to be having 7 days. I was just like, oh, Lord, thank you. This is all I needed.
Glory be to God.
During that that prayer session, I think what came to me and really was the real, that was a real solution, was the emphasis that was laid on the fact that we need to call God our Father. You know, it was so paramount to me, and that was the real solution. That singular phrase that was repeatedly used throughout the prayer session, and it just was dawned on me that I've come to the stage where I don't really ask. I just notice that I just go before God and I do bragado. I go spiritual when I'm praying. So I don't go down to, when my wife prays, I see that she asks, then I will now pray. Then I will think I'm praying the spiritual prayer. Because in my life, I don't ask.
Our own prayer is carnal. Yours is spiritual. Because you don't ask.
No, because she will ask. She will say her things like the way, then I will conclude and do the spiritual one. But during this session, it became very real to me.
Real.
That I wasn't asking. In fact, that if I'm broke, and I'm broke, I want to, instead of me to go to God and say, Lord, I'm broke, I need money, I'll go to God and start praying other prayers. You know, so I just realized how, I would say, I was just being fake. You know. So well, what brought all these things to light was that emphasis on seeing God as our Father.
Daddy.
It was not just, somebody made it, gave a testimony of how it was very difficult for them to call God Father. I think I was in that situation too. It's like, really, truly, this is the real. And I went back to read that scripture again. I went to all the versions. I know I was asking a That's question. Right. I want to see all the versions. So Jesus himself was the one that introduced us to call God our Father. And not just calling God our Father, to see him in that sense of our Father.
Relationship.
So it was a real solution, and it really helped me.
Amen.
And I just thank God that that prayer happened when it happened.
Amen.
It was
and
for me.
And we have not stopped it. We're still praying. Please don't stop. Now, there's, apart from encouraging us to keep it going, I will be introducing a kind of a, I don't want to call it a prayer and counseling line, where I can, from the comfort of your home, we can have a one-to-one prayer together and counseling. And I will be making that number available so that we can fix a time. Usually for me, a Tuesday evening might just be the best. So I'll give us a time so that if people want, they are seeking for counseling, or they want something we can pray together, we can use the power of technology. You know, one thing Dr. Jumoke said, very powerful. You are driving in your car. You are on Bluetooth alone, and you are in a prayer meeting at the same time. Please, how powerful can that be? I mean, just think about the power of technology. You know, we were having a discussion on the way to the church, and, you know, Noah and I were just discussing about the vanity of social media, the way people just use social media for vanity. And please, the use of social media, I just came out of a training, mental health training. The social media is one of the topmost causes for people's mental health breakdown. Mental health is the highest disease currently now in the UK faced by people. Social media is one of the highest things. Please, these facts are there. You can go and check it out. You're on social media, you're putting picture there, you're waiting for a like. They don't like you. You break down. Please, I'm talking to some people now, and I'm not sparing anybody. If you find out you're always on social media, hear the word of the Lord today. May God deliver you from social media. And get into a spiritual media. Let's use social media for spiritual purpose. It's number one of the topmost causes of breakdown of mental health. And young people as young as 8 have been diagnosed now with mental health diseases. Social media. Cyberbullying. You put picture, your friend put picture, they got 60 likes, you got 2 likes. We're all laughing. It is an epidemic. And by the grace of God, I was sharing with some leaders. I went to a 21-day program, personal program. And number one thing that God is making me see and to start addressing is mental health from a spiritual point of view. So that's why I'm opening that counseling line. And I'll find a way of passing the numbers. I'll first of all pass it to the workers in the church to give, you know, give us that first priority so that we can address these things. And please make the best use of the fact that God has brought you into a church family. And we are praying and sincerely praying that those who want to be here, those who want to be part of this family, should be the ones that God is bringing. Anyone that does not want to be part of it, it's very okay. But if we are family, please let's be family and let's allow God to build a spiritual house, build us. You know, there's no point. You know, it's like you have your, let's look at our biological families. You have your biological family and somebody who's not part of your family is trying to penetrate. They will come and cause discord. They usually do. That's when they will come and tell you, did you hear what somebody, your brother said about you? That's why God hates one thing. One of the topmost things he hates, he that sows discord among brethren in a family. We are praying such people who are holding on to such demons out. We're in the 6th, 7th month of the year, business, God's business. That's our very strong focus and emphasis. Very. Is anyone here who doesn't want to be fruitful? Can I see your hand up? You don't want to be fruitful in any area of your life. There must be cutting off. There must be pruning. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Next service is tomorrow. We have to pray. So let's keep praying. All our leaders, we will send a minute of the last meeting we had. That's the leaders of each unit to remind us of our duties to be, you know, on discipleship especially. So please take that aspect serious. The leaders there, are you hearing me? Leader, can you hear me? Okay. Faith comes by hearing. What did I just say, sir? Sir? That's not what I said. Are you getting me? That's not what I said. It was accused. That's not what I said either. Okay. Please just grab the hand of your family around you. Say a quick prayer for them. Whatever the Spirit of God drops in your heart, say a quick prayer for them. Just pray for them. Pray to our daddy on their behalf. Lord, bless these children. Speak to them. Bless them, O God. And thank you for adding to your family, adding to your church daily, such as should be saved, such as should be discipled, Lord. We are your people, we are your church, Lord. That's all we are. Love assembly. Bless everyone tonight. You've spoken, may we keep hearing you. I pray for the spirit of obedience, Lord, upon every one of us. Whatever you tell us to do, we'll do. Build us a spiritual house. In Jesus' name we pray. 7:30 tomorrow to 8:30. 1 hour of praying. Please come. We pray. Sunday, 10 o'clock is our workers' meeting. 10:30, Sunday school, those in the discipleship class, 10:30 our discipleship class. And